This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Trying to figure out exactly how big a window is for a team to win. And Kevin, this is going to be, you know, this is up for a lot of debate and discussion, but I would love for, at the end of this segment, this show to have an idea of whenever we say, okay, they have a rebuilding window, what we can tell fans that entails. Because is a rebuild going to be a year or 2 years? Is it going to take 10 years? How long did it take the Warriors to do what they've done? And it seems like it took them some time
right.
to get to this. But the Warriors have built a dynasty. Do you believe that? That this is a dynastic team right now?
Yeah. They've been to the NBA Finals three straight times, won two of them.
They have, and they have a legitimate, dynasty player on the other side in LeBron James. He is the finals in sure. the Eastern Conference. So
at least he was.
But the what are you trying to suggest that Kyrie's going to take over? The franchise is projected to spend over $1.1 billion on salary and taxes through 2020-21. $168 million in salary and taxes this season. And one person said that finances are the only thing that's going to break up the Warriors team. Will the team decide that they are going to offer Klay Thompson or Draymond Green the mega contract?
Supermax?
Yeah, the Supermax deal, and or the other guy, vice versa. Who's going to get it? And will they spend that much money on that many guys and have Kevin Durant on the team at the same time? Like, this roster is ridiculous. And basically, it revolves around Steph Curry being an elite player when he's healthy, and Klay Thompson being a top-shelf sharpshooter, great and a plus defender, Draymond Green being a really good, a great defender, and Kevin Durant being able to be a good all-around player. And also an elite scorer whenever they need it. And it's just that you can't have that many shooters on the court at one time, but they do. They have a huge number of shooters they can hit from anywhere. Plus, their bench isn't really, you know, like paid that much.
Sure.
But they're all really good shooters, too. So it's a fascinating mix that they have. And somebody said, a league executive said there are 29 owners that would take this Warriors roster even if the cost was $495 million in luxury tax penalties. I don't agree that all 29 would, but I do agree that there are a bunch of owners that would want that team. I think there are some owners that, like, owning a team's fun for them.
Yeah.
It's a side project, but they're not Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban has always wanted to build something like the Warriors have.
So I put together a really quick equation for why absolutely most teams would and the Warriors would spend so much more money. So you said the next 5 years are going to spend $1.1 billion in salary.
Billion right. dollars.
I looked it up on Forbes. Average operating expenses per year, $75 million. So multiply that by five, that's $375 million. We're going to round it up to 400. So that's $1.5 billion they're going to spend in the next 5 years.
Okay.
Average revenue per year, $305 million. Multiply that out by five, $1.5 billion. So even if they spend all the money, they'll break even theoretically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this little wrinkle to add in there. The Warriors were purchased in 2010 at a nice, tidy sum of $450 million.
Wow.
7.5 years later, they are worth $2.6 billion.
Okay. Are they worth that?
Yes.
Okay. Is that because of what happened with the Clippers? Or was the value of NBA teams going up like that already?
No, the value of NBA teams was not going up like that already. And there's no question the purchase of Ballmer helped expedite the increase of the franchises. But I think the primary reason is because they are winning winning, winning. And that's the thing about your property. If you win, you will skyrocket no matter what.
Okay. What happens whenever you start to lose? Like, because as much as we look at this team, the Warriors team, there's going to be a window, and this is the window is going to happen.
Sure.
Where it will shut on this
sure.
team. And a lot of times, because of what those players have earned you, owners start to say, well, I mean, I still owe them, you know, this and that. And they don't bail on the players and build a better team again. They continue to try and hold on to whatever's left. I mean, look at Dirk. They're still holding on to whatever's left with Dirk because they love Dirk. And we love him around here too. It's great. It's fine. But you don't rebuild your team because you're trying to do everything you can to suffice those players right there.
And I agree with all that. Here's why I would tell you I don't think that part matters as much as you might think. Because the difference with the Mavericks is they made it to the finals in 06. Then they made it to the finals again in 11 and they won. But basically what you're talking about is in the last 15 years, the Mavericks have had like two standout above the rest seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 years, the Warriors have had three incredible seasons, and it looks like they're on their way to their fourth incredible season in the last four, which leads me to this. Name me, and you can use whatever metric you see fit, whether it's wins and losses or whatever. You walk out onto the street right now, you ask people to name three NBA teams besides the Mavericks. Warriors are in that top three, are they not?
Uh-huh.
And that's the difference, is the Mavericks never...
So are the Lakers, though.
Oh, sure. And doesn't that show you... But think about it. That speaks perfectly to your point. Why did the Lakers become that global brand? It's not just because they were in L.A. It's because they won and won and won. They have sucked for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They're probably still in that top three.
It's Cowboys, right?
Yes. It's exactly the Cowboys. But if you went out there and you asked for the three brands, you might get the Lakers, you might get the Warriors, and then, I don't know, some people would probably even throw out the Knicks.
You'll probably get Cleveland.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, just because LeBron, everybody knows where LeBron plays.
So think about it. Even when you hit the hard times, you were still at the top of the heap.
Okay, we're in the hard times, right?
Yes.
This
team sucks.
And I do kind of want to break this down, not just with this sport, but other sports as well, if we can, because the Rangers are in hard times. The Stars are in a weird time where we don't really know what's wrong there.
And beat a Central Division team.
The Cowboys are just going to be what the Cowboys are. So we're going to leave it at that. But in other sports, too, with the Dennis Smith arrival, we keep going, okay, there's so much exciting stuff that's going to happen. We've done Anatomy of a Trade before, Kevin. I want to do an Anatomy of a Rebuild.
Okay.
You start with Dennis Smith. Is that our beginning? And with the Warriors, they didn't start with Steph Curry. They drafted him, but man, who expected him to be what he is?
I think they did. He was drafted like number 7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he had some ankle problems, but there was definitely high expectations. I
thought he was an awesome shooter in college. I loved watching him, but I didn't think that he was a plus defender. I didn't think he had the handles that he has.
Sure, that's fair. I would actually argue you started your rebuild with Harrison Barnes. Okay, because...
So our rebuild started last year.
Correct.
All right.
So, I mean, unless you land all the free agents, which let's assume you don't, I would say 4 years.
Okay, why?
So we can map this out.
Yeah, I would love to. So the Mavericks then... got Harrison Barnes in free agency.
Yes.
He's a young player.
Yes.
With some skins on the wall.
Yes.
Who kind of wants to prove that he can do something.
Exactly.
Big contract.
Prototypical person that you're looking for.
Okay, big contract. Maybe, is it just the way the NBA is, or did he deserve that contract?
I mean, probably a little of both, but then when you saw, like, Mozgov getting 16 a year and Noah getting 18 a year, Noah's in the freaking
D-League.
Do
you feel okay, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
With Barnes? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So step one was you got Harrison Barnes. So you have your small forward or power forward. We'll get back to that in just a second. All right. Step two, this year, you got what you were hoping in the last 12 months was your center of the future and your point guard of the future, right? So that's the thing. If
New Orleans isn't your center of the future.
I know, but you thought that, right?
Yeah.
All right, and that's what's disappointing, because you were about to skip a step. You were about to find your next building block out of nowhere, because you gave up, let's face it, basically nothing
right.
to get your center of the future. So let's pretend that would have worked.
And I do want to take into account, average team rebuild, not every team hits on everything.
Sure, absolutely.
We have clearly hit with Dennis.
Absolutely. Now, let's pretend that you would have hit with Nerlens Noel, okay? So then, in year two of your rebuild, wouldn't you have thought, we've got our point guard, Dennis Smith Jr. We've got our small forward slash power forward in Harrison Barnes, and we have our center in Nerlens.
Mm-hmm. Should that make you a competitive team right then?
You're not necessarily, because you look at Minnesota as an example.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't until they got Jimmy Butler that they kicked it into high gear, and they had two of the most talented young players in the league
uh-huh.
with Anthony Towns and
Andrew Wiggins.
So...
And then they had a really good draft this year, too.
Exactly. And so under that scenario, then you might be able to say, all right, if we get a monster at the 3 or 4, maybe we can roll with Seth Curry, and this will be the beginning of, like, really competing. And I think that the Mavericks could have realistically looked at it and said, all right, at the 4, let's go Bagley, okay? So we'll slide Barnes to the 3, and then we'll go with Bagley at the 4. And then if you have... 4 players that you think are your core players that are all 25, 26, or much younger, you can roll with 27-year-old Seth Curry at the 2, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And financially, we're in a really good place as far as
yes.
as far as your payroll.
Dennis Smith costs nothing. Bagley costs nothing.
How much? When does that start to cost you?
Not for 3 years. And the other thing is, if those are the players that you drafted, guess what? That's when the mega supermax kicks in, where they can get an extra $50 million by staying with your team,
mm-hmm.
and it won't count against your cap the same way. So think about it that way. If Nerlens worked out, if you suck this year and got Bagley, you can roll into year 3 of the rebuild and think, we're a legitimate playoff contender. But now, look at what you're looking at. You've got Dennis Smith, yes?
Yep.
You've got Harrison Barnes, yes? Do you have Seth Curry? I don't know. He still hasn't played this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Nerlens Noel? Nope. He's not going to stay. And you're dangerously close to moving up in the draft, where you won't be able to get an elite big.
Okay.
Which, what does that leave you? That leaves you with Dennis Smith Jr., Harrison Barnes, and hope for the best.
Okay. So the Mavericks are in a I'm not going to count last. Well, you know what? I'm going to count last year. Last year, this year, next year too?
Yeah.
Bad?
Bad.
And so next year, so that's 2 years of Dennis's career of bad basketball.
Correct.
But that's in hopes of adding 2 more players to this roster. So you're three-year window of losing basketball. And then you start being competitive.
So
like when, like how, so that's,
it
am
sounds,
I looking at like a 7-year plan?
Okay. It sounds bad, right? But look at it from this perspective.
Well, that's, and I'm just trying to figure out like how it looks like it takes time to rebuild. And
sure.
Fans aren't patient. We're not.
Okay.
But 7 years feels like that's 1, 2, 3. That's almost, maybe even if it's 6 years, that's 4 years of Dennis Smith's career right there.
And I do get that. The thing that can't be undersold though, and this is what
he's still 24.
I think he'll only be 23 then. But what can't be undersold is what you've also got is the bonding time of Harrison Barnes, Dennis Smith, whether it's the other Curry, whether it's Bagley or Luka or Ayton or whoever. You've got that bonding time, because when you said, I didn't know if Steph was going to be a superstar at the beginning, he had lots of ankle problems. But the fact that they all started to play together is what gelled them. So what I'm saying is, 17, 18, year's done, right? You're not going to do anything. 18, 19, the year's probably done. You're probably not going to do anything. But what if you did get Marvin Bagley III? All right? So then all of a sudden, now I think I got my power forward of the future, and he's 19.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think I've got my point guard of the future, and he's 20. Now I think I have my small forward of the future, and he's 26. And all of them have all NBA / all-star potential. Then you roll into 2019 and 2020, Wes Matthews contract off your book. Dirk is probably retired. You don't have much money tied up much other places. And that's the key to this.
You want to go buy a center?
That's the key to the rebuild. Is you tell me right now, why does anybody come here? I don't know. But if I've seen a year of the Mavericks get to 42 and 40 because their three kids that are 26 and younger have led the pace, that's when you get somebody like Boogie. Like, I know he'll be off the market by then.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's when you get your Boogie. That's when you get whoever. Because not only are you up and coming in the world, you have the money to spend. This looks like, think about the way the Mavericks built back in the 90s. You had struggles, but why did people get hyped behind this team? Because you saw Nash, Finley, and Dirk, and you thought, they're all young, and they're all getting better, and they're all getting better together. Dallas was an exciting spot to be. I know that's worn off over the years, but man, at the end of the 90s, going into the 2000s, I know people were thinking about the Spurs and then eventually the Suns. The Mavs were a hot team because everyone's like, this team is on the rise.
Up and coming. All right, so you're saying that what they're spending right now with the Warriors, we have about 8 years before we have to consider being in that position. You
won't get to the money hemorrhage until that point.
Okay.
But I think this Mavericks team could truly be in the mix to be somebody to care about in 1920. And I know that sucks to hear, right? That's 2 years away. But if I told you that we were building Team ACC with Dennis Smith Jr., Seth Curry, Harrison Barnes, Marvin Bagley III, and a center you bought because you got all the money, then you're like, well, hold on just a second. All of our starters are 27 or younger, and we'll be good for 5 years.
And you could potentially be in that championship window for about three of those.
Yeah,
five.
I don't even know why I'm using a hypothetical. Look at the championship window that you had with Finley, Nash, and Dirk. That was six solid years where you thought, this team can contend every year, and that's what you could get. It's going to suck to get there, but six straight years of goodness. Yes?
Yes.
All right. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Hey, hold on real quick. Now let's go to the NFL. How long does it take to rebuild in the NFL? We got baseball to do too, Kevin. So
I mean, Zeke's going to get back. We're going to be okay.
Let's just do the segment. Come on, let's keep going.
I mean, we got to go.
Okay, all right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.